tous. Alors aujourd'hui, nous allons faire un petit entretien, une petite interview sur le retour du voyage d'Australie avec quatre premières. Vous êtes en première S. Et bien évidemment, cette interview sera retranscrite dans le journal du lycée Le Tohu Bahu pour le prochain numéro au mois d'avril. Et bien sûr, c'est un entretien en anglais. So let's start. So maybe can you first introduce briefly yourself? So what's your class and how old are you? And just briefly.
Okay, so me, I'm Anaïs. I'm 15 years old. I'm in première S2. And I do sciences.
Hello, I'm Enora. I'm from Première S1 and I'm 16 years old.
Hello, I'm Eleonore. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Première S1 too.
Hello, I'm Pauline and I'm 16 years old and I'm Première S1.
And?
I'm Mrs. Chusboué, DNL teacher. I'm the one who organized the trip to Australia.
Great. So thank you very much to be here. So let's start.
Well, I'm here with Louis to help him ask you questions. So first of all, can you explain what you did in Australia? What were the different activities? What were the different steps you went through?
So we came to Australia for approximately 3 weeks. The first week we were in Sydney. We visited Sydney with the guide. We visited the zoo, the Sydney Opera. And then during 2 weeks, we were not far from Melbourne, I think 1 hour. And we were with our correspondent. We came to their school. We did surf. We tried to search. We tried to sell gold, and we did many activities like this.
Maybe the other one can comment about that. What are your point of view about the activities?
I found the activities in the high school really interesting because we did some we discovered the manner of learning in Australia, which is really different from France. It's an English way of learning, like science. I do many science lessons.
Yeah, so can you maybe be more precise about the school system? Can you explain or describe what the differences are?
Your friends can help you with that, I hope so.
Okay, so I totally agree with Enora. The school in Australia is very different than the one in France. So indeed, they start the school at, I think, 9 o'clock. And so we start 1 hour before, and yes, they finish the school also before us. The way of learning is different as hers because I think, yes, they use a lot the computers and more than us. And I don't know how to explain that. We are more in the teach way. We learn many things, and maybe they speak more with their teacher. They are more in the interactive.
Okay,
maybe, I think.
Are they like more doing more practice than theory? I think, like more concrete things, more in fact.
Yes, but they do more practical things, like the cookies class. We do cooks, so we do. we cook. And they do so many arts class, media, like us in cinema, maybe. But it's maybe more intensive, I think. And yes, it's very different. I think we are more in the facts, on the facts, or on the, I don't know how to say.
Theory.
Things like that.
Maybe can someone describe one day of school? How is it organized?
I took the bus at 7 o'clock, and we, after with my pimple, we went to a room where there is a lot of students. Yeah, they start at 9 o'clock, and they have 4 lessons.
At first, they start the day with a tutor group, right? From 8 to 9, it's the tutor group where the teachers would inspect the uniform. They would, I don't know, see who is not here, who has an issue with someone else, or things like that. And then you have 2 classes of 1 hour. Then you have recess. What happens during recess? How long is recess?
I don't know.
30 minutes, I think, and yes, they eat something, just little snacks, and after they have 2 hours of 2 lessons, and they have the break at 1:30, so later than us, so they have 1 hour of lessons, I think, and they finish the school.
So usually after, do they do sports, or are they into arts? They music or some activities?
Oh yeah, for example, my correspondent after school, she did Australian football, or yeah.
Were you able to watch one
game? Oh yeah, we played Australian football when we were at the campus.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh yeah, that was very cool, funny, and yes. And so they also practice a lot. Swimming. They swim a lot, so that's really amazing, because it's not like us. They like sport. Yes.
They even have an athletic day. For like a whole day, the school is competing, because the school is divided into houses, and then each house is competing against the other house. So I think that's quite a big day. Well, 2 years ago, we took part in that athletic day, and we actually won a couple of races, so that was really nice. But this year, there was no athletic day. I don't think there was.
No,
not on your campus, on the other campus. No, nothing. But it was quite nice. By the way, about football, girls, could you explain maybe what are the differences between regular football, well, our European football, and the Australian football? It is quite different.
Yes, not a lot, but quite. With the football that we play in France, we play only with foot. Feet, sorry. And in Australia, you can play with your feet, with your hands. And yes, that's quite different.
Does it look like American football?
Yes.
The same equipment? They can't have
just allowed to have a helmet and in big competition. No. So no protection. So it's really
just protection.
Mm. Wow. Can you maybe talk about the Australian mentality? Like the man said, it should be very different from us.
What were the cultural differences in France? Well, to compare with France in Australia,
they are really honest, because I forget 2 times my camera in a bus, and every time the bus driver gave me my camera.
I think they are quite more relaxed than in France, not stressed at all.
Any experience?
Yes, they are quite relaxed, especially about time. I don't know. I do remember a couple of times pulling my hair out, because they don't know anything about respecting the time. And it's a nightmare when you have like 60 students to take from point A to point B, and they're not on time, the driver is not here, and no one has warned even a driver. We don't have a bus or anything, so it can be quite stressful, and yet they are not stressed at all. It's like, cheers, mate. It's, yeah.
Do you have anything to add, or
Oh no, it's just about school because I was shocked because we haven't the same level at all. Yeah, we have not a big level in France, but when I was in my campus, when I did lessons with my correspondent, they did, for example, in math, they did some things that we did last year. So yes, that's very different. We have not the same level.
Continue, maybe another question, personal question. What did it bring to you, this trip? What was maybe the most wonderful experience you had? Maybe also what disappointed you the most? I don't know.
For my part, yes, it was an incredible travel, so it brings me a better level in English, first of all.
That's a good part.
Yes. Good part, yes. And yes, it brings me so many things, just the relationship we have with my correspondent. She was so nice with me and we still speak together, so it brings me a friend, a sort of friends, and yes, discover another country, another culture, that's still amazing. Yes, we discover landscapes and we walk.
what did you discover there? I heard you discover something.
There was many
cockroaches
when we were in Sydney, especially.
Can you describe what it does look like? I don't know what.
It's like it's very little. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it. Yeah, it's a bug. Yeah, but it was more. It was bigger than in France, and there was many in restaurants.
What's the name in French?
Cafard.
Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, and they were very big, and some of us were scared at the restaurant, at the hotel, because they were anywhere. Yeah.
So maybe to conclude, to finish our interview, can you give us each of you your best memory of the trip?
For me, my best memory was the surf lesson, because it's typically from Australia. I never did it in France. It was totally new for me and it was really, really funny, but there were not a lot of waves and there were not big waves, but it was really funny, really cool.
I think for me it was on Saturday night. I was with my pen friend and her family, and it was really good. We were walking in Melbourne, and it was the sunset, and it was really beautiful and really cool.
Yes, I think all the moments that we do in Australia were amazing, like the surf lessons or the old visits. But I think my best memories is with my paintball, with my correspondent Maria and her mother. We go to the cinema to see a movie, and we eat in a spicy restaurants. Mm-hmm. So yes, it was very funny because they were making fun of me because I can't eat spicy foods. So yes,
such as what?
I don't know. Extra hot sauce, things like that. And, yes, no, it was very funny and we laughed a lot.
It was when we went to the restaurant and there is an amazing view of Melbourne. Mm-hmm. In night.
Okay. So, would you be ready to go back there? Yes.
Yes, I think, but when you go to Australia, you have to pay a lot because it's really, really expensive.
I think that first I'm going to see back my pen friend because she's going in France in September with her family. Yeah, so she's going to come in Laval. So.
Yes, of course, I would go to Australia, but nobody will leave when we come back to France. And so, yes, but it's true that it's money, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and with my people, we organize to see you again the last, the next year, sorry.
How about you?
I will definitely be back in 2 years with some other students, that's for sure. Maybe I would like to go on my own as well to, I don't know, to drive from Cairns to maybe Adelaide, from north to south Australia. That would be quite amazing. So yeah, I will be back for sure. Yeah.
Well, okay, so thank you very much for your
Yeah, so thank you very much to have joined this interview. So we hope you will be able to come back there. And again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.